Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sarge Connolly. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sarge Connolly. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly juggles the ball. That's an error on Connolly. Sullivan moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly takes first base on ball four. Blue scores. Sullivan moves to third. Watwood moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Sullivan scores. Watwood moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Watwood. Averill reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to second. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive towards first. Morgan catches it and throws to second to double up Kerr. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myatt moves to second. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter moves to third. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly juggles the ball. That's an error on Connolly. Appling moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Connolly takes first base on ball 4. Com moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Com scores. Connolly moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Averill hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Blue hits a line drive towards short. Burnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling can't make a play. That's a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly strikes out. 1 out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive towards short. Burnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kham strikes out. 1 out. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Connolly bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Myatt moves to second. 2 outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Myatt scores. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hodapp can't make a play. That's a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Blue moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 3 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan juggles the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. Vosmick moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians too. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoedap misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoedap. Ted Lyons pinch runs for Smee Jolly. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a line drive towards third. Com catches it and throws to first to double up Lyons. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Fothergill now playing right field. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Connolly bunts towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Kerr covering, for the out. Com moves to second. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Com scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and has Burnett trapped. There's the throw to Kerr, who throws over to Sullivan, who tags Burnett for the out. Porter moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Averill reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Whatwood, who is chasing the ball. Vosmick reaches third base with a triple. Averill scores. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Indians. Johnny Hoedap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoedap is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hoedap hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Norman pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.